Welcome back. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're diving into one of those tiny jungle and old-school DNB moves that can completely change the feel of a break section. The 808 tail push. Now, this is not just about making an 808 longer. That would be too easy and honestly, too messy if we're talking proper drum and bass movement. What we want is a tail that leans forward into the groove, like it's breathing with the break, like it's nudging the rhythm ahead, adding pressure without smearing the pocket. That's the whole vibe here. The sub should feel like a rhythmic accent, not just a low note sitting underneath everything. So let's set this up in a focused way. First, start a fresh Ableton Live 12 project at a DNB-friendly tempo. Somewhere around 170 BPM is perfect if you want that classic old-school jungle energy, though anything in the 165 to 172 range will sit nicely. Build yourself three lanes, one for the chopped break, one for the 808 sub, and one optional lane for glue, atmosphere, or noise texture. Keep the break simple at first. You do not want 100 elements fighting for attention while you're trying to judge the sub tail. A tubar amen style loop, or a classic chopped break with kick, snare, and a couple of ghost notes is enough. The whole point is to hear how the 808 interacts with the drums, not to hide it inside a crowded arrangement. Now, load your 808 into Sampler if you want fast control, or Sampler if you want a deeper envelope workflow. Tune it to the track, or at least to a stable root note that works with the tune. F, G, and A are common starting points, but trust your ears and the key of the track. And here's an important coach note. Before you touch plugins, shape the sample at the source. The best tail pushes start with good envelope control. In Sampler, set the playback mode to one shot or classic depending on how tight you want it. Then shape the amp envelope. Start with attack at 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay somewhere between 250 milliseconds and about 1.2 seconds. Sustain at 0, and release around 50 to 180 milliseconds. If the start clicks too hard, give it a touch more attack. If the note feels lazy or too long, shorten the decay instead of just chopping the waveform blindly. That way the tail still feels musical, like a phrase, not just a drone. If the sample is too bright or has distracting top end, use a gentle low pass around 120 to 200 Hz, but don't overdo it. Sometimes that extra harmonic content is exactly what helps the 808 read on smaller speakers. In jungle and old school DNB, the low end needs discipline, but it also needs enough character to be heard in a club, on headphones, and on smaller systems. Now we get to the actual push. The movement that makes the tail feel like it's leaning forward usually lives in the last third of the note. That's the sweet spot. You do not want the tail morphing too early, because then it can blur the transient relationship with the break. Let the attack do its job first. Then, later in the decay, make the note start to breathe. You can do that with volume automation, pitch automation, and filter movement. Try a small volume swell, maybe plus 1 to 3 dB during the tail. Try a subtle pitch rise of 1 to 3 semitones over the decay if you want a more noticeable push, or a small downward drift if you want that classic analog suck and feel. You can also automate a slight filter opening so the tail gets a little brighter as it decays. For old school jungle, that combination is gold. A bit of pitch motion, a bit of harmonic opening, and a tiny volume lift late in the note. It should feel physical, not like a synth effect. Think pressure wave, not riser. Now drop in Ableton's saturator. This is one of the easiest ways to make the tail read on systems that don't reproduce super clean sub very well. Start with just a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. Trim the output so your level stays honest. If you want more grime and more of that old school edge, push the drive harder, but then make sure the low end stays controlled. Another good move is to duplicate the 808. Process a parallel grit layer with more saturation or overdrive, then blend it quietly underneath the clean sub. That way the fundamental stays solid, and the character layer carries the audible movement. Next, clean up the low end with EQ8. High pass below 20 to 30 Hz to remove useless rumble. If the tail sounds boxy, dip a little around 180 to 350 Hz. If the kick and 808 are fighting, carve a small notch where the kick fundamental lives, often somewhere around 50 to 80 Hz depending on the sample. And if you need more note definition, a gentle boost or bell in the 90 to 150 Hz zone can help. Keep the sub centered. In this style, stereo widening down low is usually a bad move. Let the movement happen in the harmonics and the envelope, not in the stereo field. Now, if the break itself needs a bit more energy, shape the drum group separately. Drum bus can be great on the break bus, not on the sub. A little drive, a touch of crunch, maybe a careful use of boom and some damp if the top gets sharp. The point is to make the break feel alive without pumping the bass into mosh. If the bass is too spiky overall, a glue compressor on the bass group can help, but use it gently. You're aiming for maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, not a flattened pancake. The tail should still feel like a natural decay with intention. Here's where it gets interesting for advanced producers. Resample the tail. Once your 808 tone and automation feel right, route it to a new audio track and record a bar or two in context with a break. Now you can treat the tail like audio. You can trim it, fade it, reverse a fragment, duplicate it, or place it with far more precision. This is a huge part of getting that arranged jungle feeling, because now the bass is not just a MIDI note under the track, it's part of the composition. A nice old-school move is to resample the tail with a little room ambience or a short delay printed onto it, then tuck that result in low under the main sub. You get a sense of space without washing out the break. Now put the whole thing in arrangement context. For example, in bars 1 and 2, you might keep the break loop fairly open and place a single 808 tail on the downbeat. Then in bars 3 and 4, introduce a second hit before the snare so the phrase starts to lean forward. Let the tail stretch a bit at the end of bar 4 so it points into the next section. That's really the heart of the trick. The tail push works best as a phrase marker. It's strongest when it arrives before a turn, before a drop, or right at the end of a 4-bar or 8-bar cycle. It should make the next bar feel closer. And if you want even more tension, you can subtract. Let the bass drop out for half a bar, then bring the tail back in. The absence makes the return feel bigger. Very old school. Very effective. Now let's talk groove. The 808 should sit with the break, not on top of it. Check the pocket against the kick fragments and snare placements. If the tail is clashing with the kick, move the note a touch earlier or later, or shorten the release. If it feels lazy, let the automation swell happen earlier. If the low end is too wide, collapse it to mono with utility. Use the groove pool only if needed, and keep it subtle. A little swing can help the break and the bass feel related, but too much swing in the sub will make the bottom end feel late. In DNB, even tiny timing shifts matter because the tempo is so fast and the rhythmic detail is so exposed. A good habit is to zoom in and listen for the illusion of anticipation. That's what this technique is really after. The listener should feel like the next beat is being pulled toward them. Finally, do your translation checks. Listen in mono. Listen on headphones. Listen at low volume. If the tail vanishes on smaller speakers, don't just crank the sub. Add a little more harmonic content with saturator or a parallel grit layer. If the tail is swallowing the snare pocket, shorten the decay or trim a dB or two in the most active area. Keep around 6 dB of headroom on the master while you're refining things. And remember the golden rule here. Always judge the tail in context with the break. Solo can lie to you. The groove lives in the interaction. As a quick practice exercise, build 3 versions of the same 808 tail push. One clean and simple, with just volume and decay shaping. One with saturation and subtle filter opening. And one resampled version with a bit more grit and tighter placement. Then compare them in context and ask yourself which one cuts through best at low volume, which one feels most jungle, which one leaves the snare pocket clearest, and which one pushes the phrase forward most convincingly. That will train your ear fast. So to recap, the 808 tail push is about momentum, not just sustain. Shape it at the source, enhance it with automation and saturation, keep the sub mono, and let the tail become part of the groove conversation with the break. When you do that well, even a simple 808 can feel authored, intentional, and properly record-like in a jungle or old-school DNB mix. All right, let's build that pressure wave and make the break lean forward.